Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Romance. I'm your host, Tricia Harley McCarthy, a platform for writers, authors, and poets alike who love romance just like I do. Today's guest is Shanna Swenson. I'm very excited to have Shanna on the show. She's one of my dear friends from Instagram, and she's going to be featuring a new book from her Abundance series. And she's going to talk to us about her new release and what's going on in her career and her life. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the show. That was interesting. You're on live, Shanna. Welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know why it keeps... I hope that goes away.
You're on live, Shanna. Welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know why. Wow. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I hope that goes away.
Okay. And I'm getting all this feedback. It's really weird. Of course, I never had this problem before, and now all of a sudden we have it. Sorry.
It's okay.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
I'm getting all this feedback. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. Can you hear all that feedback?
I can, yeah.
Wow. That's really odd. I'm really sorry. I don't know what the heck is happening. Okay. Trying to fix it. Is that better?
Yeah, I don't hear anything now.
Oh, it's back again. What in the world? It's embarrassing. Holy cow. Okay. There we go. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I just had to turn down my speakers on my computer. It wasn't working. I didn't have a problem with it yesterday, of course, today. So, grace under pressure. So, thank you for showing up to the show and bearing with me on my technical difficulties. So,
no worries.
Shanna Swenson, tell us a little something about you, girl. You are someone who does it all. I'm impressed with all you do.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, I have a lot of hands in the pot. I work full time and I write full time apparently, and then I've got several different anthologies going on at the moment. So I am just all over the place. Always something to do.
Well, and plus you're a blogger, aren't you? You blog, you do reviews.
Yes, you do all kinds of things. Yes, I have kind of slacked a little bit on my blogging as of late, just because I'm trying to do so much at one time. But I try to blog when I do review and read. in my extra spare time. I blog too when I can.
So we got our first guest on hold. Would you like to take a call?
Absolutely.
All right. Hold on. Let me bring him on. Okay. And hi, this is Shanna and Trisha.
Hello.
Who are you speaking with? Hello.
This is
hi.
Just calling in.
Hello.
How are y'all this evening?
We're good.
Good.
How are you?
Pretty good. Trying to get used to the new time zone.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah. Sounds like you're kind of a Wonder Woman, aren't you?
I try to be.
Yeah. She definitely is. She gave me a list of things she does, and I got exhausted reading it because it was such a long list. But tell us, do you have a question for Shanna about her book that's coming out and her series?
Yeah, I'm not up to speed on it. What kind of book do you write? I mean, what is it that the new book is?
So the new book is book 4 in the series. The series is the Abundance series. So it's a suspenseful romance series. Starts out with book 1 covers the parents. Book 2 is the uncle. Book 3 is the daughter. And then book 4 is kind of like a side story that happened between two side characters that were in the original book that just happened to finally get their own book. And then book 5 will come out next year. That will be the finale.
Okay. So, is there a real town in Texas called Abundance?
No, it's totally made up town. I made that one up.
I love that name. I think it. I don't know. I'm into like vibes and stuff. When you have a series called Abundance, it just kind of naturally starts to flow. You know what I mean? It's just that.
Right.
It's
yeah.
It's such a great title. And
yeah, it's a great word. And it has a lot. It means a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Literally. So.
Yeah. Now, Susan, I read the first book. It was great. And then Shanna snuck in and wrote 3 more and published them. And I realized I'm behind on my reading. So we've got to read 4 more books because of the next one coming out. So now, tell us about Buck. All her books are on Amazon, and is it mm-hmm. are they on other platforms as well?
The first one is on Barnes and Noble in paperback. I really need to get on my game because you know I don't have enough to do, but I really want to get the rest of them on Barnes and Noble too as paperbacks. So I'm gonna try to work on that this month too. But yeah, they're solely on Amazon as far as the Kindle goes. They're in Kindle Unlimited for now, anyway. So, but yeah, they're just Amazon for now and Barnes and Noble in paperback for book 1.
I'll have to go to Barnes.
Yeah, it's a really well written story. And actually, which book are you going to be including in our anthology? We're doing a dark romance anthology in fall of 2020. What book are you going to be submitting for that?
I'm not sure yet. I may totally do something new if you're down for that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, whatever it is. But, yeah, that's fantastic. Susan, did you have any other questions? Because I've got another caller for Shanna.
I think that's it. I will definitely be looking at that book and get started on it because I'm way behind.
Well, I hope you enjoy it if you enjoy suspense.
Yeah. It's a great book. Trust me, you'll enjoy it. So thank you for calling in, Susan. As always, you're always the best. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Susan.
You too. Have a good evening.
Thanks, you,
you
too.
Bye-bye. We got another caller. Let's see who this one is. Hi, this is Shanna and Trish. Who's this? You're on live.
Hi, Shanna.
Hello?
Shanna.
Yes.
I'd like to know who has inspired you the most to write your books. Where have you gotten your inspiration to write?
That's a great question. I don't really know if it's any specific person, really, but just my own life experiences and things that have happened to me or things that I've dreamed about or, just being, just having a story to tell, just having something that you're passionate about, really. But I would say, too, that, my family helps inspire me, too. My husband, my mom, my sister, my nieces and nephews.
Okay, and what have you enjoyed the most about writing your books?
The escape.
Oh, okay. And what can we look forward to in the future with your writing?
I'm probably
have
going
any ideas
to be
right
doing...
now where you're going to go after the series Abundance?
Probably paranormal, and maybe something with more suspense, maybe thriller.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. How about a drama or do you think you'll stay in the paranormal phase for a while, or do you think you'll do something more than that, or what are your plans for the future? Let's say 5 years down the road, where do you think you'll be then?
I hope to have a fantasy out too. I don't want to really stick to one genre because I kind of tend to wonder. I have a lot of different stories, so, and it seems like I have new ones coming every day.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I would say, any genre that I can think of is fair game.
All right.
Are they going to all be romance?
I've enjoyed your books, and I appreciate you talking to me. And I'll be looking forward to book number 4 and 5.
Yes, I'm excited too. I'm excited to release them.
All right. It's
thank
a nice
you
to chat with
in.
You.
Thank
all
you.
All right. You're welcome, Trish. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. So, that brought up a lot of questions. Like, when did you start writing?
Well, I started writing when I was probably 15, 16 in class, and I never really imagined that it would ever really go anywhere because it was just more of a, just something fun that I did to, get away from reality. But I I haven't really stopped writing since then, and I've really been writing, hard and really serious for the last year.
Okay. So Abundance was your first published book then?
Yes. Yes.
And I will say well done on that. We have another caller. We have another caller, so I'm going to bring them in. Hello, you're on the air with Shanna and Trish. Who's this? Welcome. Hello. You're on live. Oh.
Hello.
See? Yep, they're gone. Hopefully they'll call back. So, hopefully they'll call back. So, you've written... Did you have these books written before you published them all in succession?
Abundance was finished several years ago. I actually put the copyright on Abundance back in 2012, but it was finished even before that. But now I didn't finish Return until it was probably maybe October of last year when I finished that one. And then book three I wrote this year, and then book four I wrote this year, and I actually have finished book five too.
Wow. Okay. I'm exhausted just listening to you writing all those books. Because I'm
obviously
next week is
no
my big. I think does, honestly.
I know, right?
Between social media and writing and all the promos and gosh knows what else we all do for, you know, to get our name out there and our books. It's a hectic lifestyle.
It really is.
So Maria Lewis was on the other day. I don't know if you know who Maria Lewis is. She's a fantastic author, and she was talking about, you know, what her best advice to authors was, and that was to have a series ready to go. It doesn't have to be edited, but have it ready to go, because once you're out there, you want to whet the appetite of the reader. And I thought that was brilliant advice. I thought, oh, that's really cool. You know, I really like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think you're following in excellent footsteps as far as that. So tell me, as an author, as an indie author, what do you find is the most challenging for you?
Just promoting yourself, not really knowing, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you're on social media, you're on different platforms that you've never been on, and, you know, you're kind of, every day is a learning curve. You don't really know who's seeing your stuff and what they're seeing, but then, you know, you're surprised too when you get on Twitter and you happen to have a message from someone who just happened to see this post that you didn't think anybody was paying attention to, and they have read your work and they think you're great, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, wow, okay.
That's cool.
Just the limitations of not knowing who you're actually reaching out to and if you're doing a good job or not.
Yeah, and that I think that that says a lot about you, because I remember someone telling me, but I think it was you, or on Twitter, you've garnered like over 10,000 followers on Twitter. Is that accurate? Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? I'm curious, because I was on Twitter and I was just I wasn't making any traction on there, and so I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to, you know, continue with that, but, you know, it seems to be working for you.
Well, I actually started on Twitter. I was more active on Twitter than I was any other platform at one time, until it just got so much. but I was actually doing a lot of interacting with the indie authors on the writing community there. I've made a lot of actual really good connections on Twitter. I have some very invaluable friends on Twitter. Just interacting, doing little games and tags and, you know, little things like that. Because each platform has its little niches and nuances. And, you know, for Instagram, it's kind of similar. Like, we tag each other and we, you know, do little games and stuff. It's kind of similar with Twitter. You pretty much do the same thing, only it's just a totally different platform. And you kind of have to see what works and what doesn't. But overall, I'm not as active on Twitter as I used to be. I want to be, but it's just, you know, there's just so much going on, and you can only spread yourself.
Yeah, you're only one person. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's another challenge for any author, is to be able to be visible and approachable through your social medias. And as you get more followers, it seems to me that tends to be you have to do a fine balance there, and
yes, it's very hard.
Be available, yes, but then you have to do all the different media, and it can be quite taxing, you know. And sometimes I have to step back and just say, "Whoa, I need a break," because it's a barrage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and how active on Facebook are you? Because I know that I haven't been as active, but mostly on Instagram. It seems to be the magical platform for me, at least.
I would agree with that.
Goes.
Yeah, and
you have such a wonderful tribe.
I do. I agree. We do. Facebook probably I probably have the least interaction on Facebook as any other platform. And I think it's because I have an author page, but I don't have a reader page, just because I don't mm-hmm. have any more time to commit to anything else. And,
right,
you know, that's probably my least, I don't do as much on Facebook. I do more with my personal account on Facebook than I do with my author mm-hmm. account.
Yeah. And, you know, I have several groups on Facebook. And, boy, talk about maintenance and making sure that
yes.
everything gets posted, or you want to keep in touch. And sometimes some groups are, you know, kind of left in the dust. But for the most part,
yes.
I found, and at least for me, I found that my promotion does better on Instagram than it does on Facebook. Which
agreed, yeah.
I was surprised. I don't know if it's the algorithms that, you know, they always change those, and it makes it much
yes.
more difficult for anyone who wants to get out the word of their books or, you know, their
yes.
whatever it is.
Since they've changed the algorithm, it's been totally, even like the Facebook parties, you know, we're not allowed to call them takeovers anymore, and we're not allowed to use
oh, really?
Words like free and things like that, yeah, since they changed it.
Oh, wow.
I think they changed it it's been several months ago, and ever since then, I've kind of like been like, well, Facebook, then you're just going to be left out. So
I guess, yeah, that's a shame, because I wasn't aware of that, obviously, because I haven't really been involved too many takeovers or anything like that. So, wow, they're really restricting authors, is, you know, because that's
yeah,
a shame. That's almost like the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. It's kind of how
no,
Amazon clamps down on reviews.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just makes it makes our already difficult life already harder, because, you know, we're promoting ourselves. We don't have somebody that can do it for us. And,
right.
You know, it just seems like
yeah.
they're biting their nose off to spite their face, because, you know, they're not giving us a chance to, you know, I think they're doing it. They wanted to do it for more interaction, but it's like, I mean, not every single post that you make is going to have any interaction. I mean, it's just,
right.
That's life, I guess.
Right. Yeah. And if I post one of my book promos on Facebook, I might get a few hits, but on Instagram, it's totally different. But even
yep.
then, they've changed their algorithm on Instagram, because I write poetry. I used to post
mm-hmm.
poetry under my stories. And I would get 1,000 or more people looking at it.
Oh, wow.
Now it's just, if I get 100, I'm lucky, because, again, they change the algorithms. And I just find that unfortunate, because they just lose the quality that they originally had to attract people to be on Instagram. You know, it was more of a freedom.
Agreed, yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
But now they're kind of,
exactly.
now they're kind of intermeshed, and so it doesn't play well for authors. You have to be always being creative and thinking outside the box in order to promote yourself, you know? And so that's one
yeah,
of the
and
reasons
then if
I
you
started this platform.
Banned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might want to explain what that is, because that's another pitfall of social media.
Exactly. Yeah. We've all noticed our engagement is down on Instagram. And I don't know, I mean, it's like you have, you know, I have, you know, almost 2,500 followers on Instagram, and I have less interaction than I did when I had, like, a lot less followers, which makes no sense. And then you do these hashtags, and then, like, you try to see if the hashtag is working, and it's not. And then, you know, like, so you're like, well, why am I even posting a hashtag now? So
I know, with the hashtags, yeah, you know, and it's also a learning curve, because I realize that people with private accounts, the hashtags don't do anything for their account. So
mm-hmm.
if you have a private account on Instagram, the hashtags won't work. I went from a business account to a creator account. And so that gives you more insights into the, you know, your audience and, you know, who they are and where they're from. And it's a nice little feature. They don't, you know, it's not, there's no parameters with changing it to that, but I'd kind of come across that creator account on Instagram.
Hmm.
So, and I occasionally check it out
to
see what's going on. Yeah. I had a bunch of people from Phoenix, I guess, is my big, following, you know, in Phoenix.
Oh.
I had no clue.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
You never know. You never know who's
yeah.
popping in.
That's
and,
true.
Yeah, and this show has kind of gone global. We've been in India, Italy, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, India.
Oh, wow, that's
so
awesome.
We've hit a lot of things because and they stay on the platform so people can come and listen to them after the fact. So you can always download and listen to the show. Listen to the
that's
bad
awesome
beginning
too.
Here. yeah. But that was embarrassing. I'm sorry about that. I guess it's just going to happen occasionally.
I'm glad it was something that was easily fixed.
Me too, because I'm like, ah!
Like, oh, well,
yeah.
All I had to do was turn the volume down.
I know, yeah. I was trying to figure out. I have a new computer, so I was trying to, you know, meddle with that. But, yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of ways, I guess, we're trying to figure out what to do to really market ourselves without putting out too much money, because even putting out money for, you know, promos or book tours or book trailers or whatever you want to do, I don't know if I found that it actually is beneficial.
Right.
I don't know about you. Have
yeah.
you paid for ads?
The only ads I've really done are the Instagram, Facebook, and Amazon ads. And I haven't really done enough yet to figure out if it's worth the money or not.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, this whole process has been a learning curve, really. I feel like every little bit helps, but, you know, and exposure definitely helps in connections and, you know, just making
yeah.
the connections that I have, I feel like that's been more rewarding than anything. You know, I mean, obviously we all want to do this full time, but, you know, just,
but life
the
happens
connections
and gets in the way. And
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's kind of the reason I started the Soul Sisters Romance, is because, to pool talent. So if you have a question, like you have an editing question, we have an editor, we've actually got a couple of, you know, and more seasoned authors, and so it's nice to have a place where you can go and ask the questions if you don't quite know,
right.
and most people are really happy to help. You know, you guys have been fantastic with me, and I'm like, wow, this is great, you know, I found my tribe, and
yeah,
and so
yeah.
I hope I can do that for others, because I know what it's like starting out. And if you're just starting out and you're not quite sure what you're doing, you know, or where to go or who to entrust your work to, you know, either if it's editing
yeah.
or promos or whatever, it's hard if you're just starting out. So, you know, I
yeah,
always ask the authors,
yeah.
come on. Yeah. So what's your best advice to a new author, maybe who's just on the verge of publishing or brand new author showing up on the scene? What's your best advice to them?
I would tell them to focus on their platform and the connections before anything else. Like you said, the advice from other authors and other readers is, you know, very invaluable. And, you know, we are all kind of in the same boat. Like, we all want to help each other. We, you know, I think even people who've been doing this a while, like, they still, you know, want to help, because we all know what it's like to be new and not know what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's true. And if you know there's someone there that has your back and is going to help you, you know, that makes
yeah.
it so much nicer, you know, that.
Yes, having a good
I know
support
I have a
system,
community.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely spot on as far as the platform goes. And that's just starting off, you know, networking and getting
yeah.
your name out there even before your books show up, because I think it took me about roughly 2 years to really get to the point where I had a following, you know, and it's kind of
mm-hmm.
like, wow, this is cool. But at the same time, it took a lot of work and a lot of effort and a
yeah.
lot of, you know, fails. You know, there's a lot of fails involved with that. And so,
yeah.
but all those fails just help you learn something new the next time that you're, you know, able to go out and market yourself or promote other people. And, you know, I'm a firm believer of that. That's paying it forward. That's
definitely
important for other authors. So aside from that, what is your daily life like? I know you said you work in a doctor's office, so why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about what you do there?
So I am a cardiac sonographer. I take ultrasound pictures of the heart for a living. So I work in a cardiology office. I work in outpatient. So every day is Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, and taking pictures of hearts all day. So I get to meet new people every day and interact with patients and, you know, learn interesting stories. It's amazing what people will tell you in the 20, 30 minutes that you're taking pictures of their heart.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I've heard some interesting stories.
Who would you say inspired? Who's your writing mentors? What authors do you love to read? As far as names out there.
I guess the first author that really made me want to be a writer was Susan Elizabeth Phillips. She has the Star series, the Chicago Star series, which was a series about football players. Her husband was actually a coach in the NFL, and so she had a series of these hunky, swoony book boyfriends that, you know, at the age of 13, 14 years old, I was just enthralled with. And I loved that her characters were funny and eccentric and dynamic. And I remember wanting to, you know, write my own characters like that. And so she was really the first. My mom and my cousin were big readers of Sandra Brown and Danielle Steele.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I read some of their stuff.
Yeah, I grew up
stuff.
With that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And but then I really will read almost anything. I love Dean Koontz. I love Richard Preston, Suzanne Collins, J.K. Rowling. I really will read anything. Anne Rice. I don't really have I have favorite authors, but majority of the books I read right now are all indie author stuff. Like my friend C.R. Pugh, Daniel Novotny, KJ Backer, Nicole Rodriguez. Those are all my peeps that I read. And you, Miss Trisha Harley McCarthy.
Thank you. That's lovely. Yes, you did a great job on review for iShine. I was crying. It was so nice, and you were so helpful with the marketing and helping me get the word out of that book. And we're still marketing that book, you know, and I have another one coming out in December, my hockey romance. Those were the two books, iShine and the On Ice, I've been working on. So those are finally in final edit to get out in December. But I'm going to look forward to that. I want to ask you about your anthologies. Tell us about your anthologies you're involved with.
So the first one, there's one coming out actually this month that is me, Nicole Rodriguez, Evelyn Montgomery, S.S. Richards, V.R. Balk, J.D. Park, and my friend Jennifer Salcy, she's going to be a traditionally published author next year, which she's got other anthologies too. But we all got together to do one this month for suicide awareness. And that one's called Conquered, The Fire Within, Conquered by Love. That one's coming out on the 21st. So we're actually in the process of working on that one for its 21st release. And then there's another one that's coming out. I don't know if I'm really allowed to talk about it yet or not, but it's part of another big anthology group. And it's still set to release on November 30th, as far as I know. Hopefully I'll be able to release more information about that one soon.
When it gets
but that
closer,
one's gonna
yeah,
be,
I understand.
Yeah, but it will be for, it's for Christmas, I can tell you that much.
Okay, that's cool, because I'm involved with a Christmas one, and that's coming out December 4th. Melanie James and ML Broom and I and a few others are doing an anthology coming out December 4th, Under the Mistletoe.
Some
hot, steamy characters. Yeah, I said, yeah, that's my first collection. And I thought, wow, this is cool.
Yeah.
I've never been involved with one before.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Shane Bikeroff.
Aw, that's cool. I just think that shows that we make progress, you know, when we're involved with that type of thing. I think that's really exciting, at least for me, and I know for you. We're doing a dark romance one in 2020. I can't wait for that. That's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm excited about that one too.
Because I've got one I'm writing that's pretty dark and intense. I'm not sure which one is going to go in that one, but they're underway already. So next week I'm starting my writing, not really nano writing, but just focused on my writing because I finally have some time to do it. So when do you find time to write? When, like at midnight to 2?
Actually, I don't really ever set aside like specific time to write. Like I'm a mood writer. So like this weekend, I actually spent this weekend writing, which I wasn't really intending to, but being sick, I was like, well, I'm going to write. So I focused a little bit on what I think may be part of an anthology. It's an anthology that I'm doing for summer of next year with the group, the romance group. But then I was like, well, I don't know. This is kind of more not what I was expecting, so I'm not sure if it'll end up in that anthology or not. But I don't really specifically, like if I have deadlines, I will say, okay, this weekend I'm doing it. But I mean, otherwise I just kind of write when I want to. If I come home, you know, I get off usually at 5 o'clock. So if I come home and I write, then I do. And if I don't, then I am usually reading. I'm not writing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a ritual that you go through with your writing?
I guess you would say I'm more like a binge writer. Like if I don't write every day and I don't write every, weekend. I just like, if I do write, I might write 20,000 words at one time, but, I don't really, you know, I'm very spontaneous, I guess you would say. I'm very random.
I like that. That's kind of how I am, but I'm a little ritualistic. I have certain things have to be done or clean or I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a little OCD
go with whatever, you know, whatever this, like if the story is like pounding in your head, then there's times when you just have, okay, I gotta type it out. I gotta get it out. And it's gotta be on paper. I gotta get it out. And
it's like an addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've been asleep and I hear my characters in my head speaking and they have great lines and I think, okay, I'll remember that. Good luck
on
that
one.
Yeah,
and then
one.
You
Yes,
it's so
and
true.
They hijack my brain when I'm trying to sleep and then when I'm trying to remember it, they say, ha ha, thanks.
Don't you hate that? So, I know, I have to have like a little notebook aside so that I can like be like, oh, I got to jot that down so I don't forget it because I'm like, I won't forget that. And I'm like, no, I will. I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah. See, that's good. That's discipline. Me, I'll remember it. Yeah, right. And then the next day it's just gone. Unfortunately.
Well,
and that's,
my husband bought me a whole pack of notebooks for Christmas. So I have no excuse not to have one everywhere.
I know, you know, it's probably my worst trait is I don't write things down. I keep everything in my mind. Most of the time it works. Some of the time it doesn't. You know, I get scattered if I'm not focused. So, but like, you know, if I'm writing, I listen to really loud rock and roll. That's kind of my thing. It just, I do. It's I listen to Nickelback. That should be no surprise to anyone who knows
me.
Nickelback. Yeah, I just blast their music, and I blast it when I'm working out or doing, you know, writing. It's amazing how I never thought I'd be able to do that, but it seems to flow. It's just you're in the zone. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah,
be in the zone.
Yeah.
So where can people find you on social media?
So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook, and my website is www.shannaswinson.com. I can give you the other handles, but
sure.
I don't have to, otherwise I have to look them up.
Well, I know you're Shanna Swinson Author on IG, at Shanna Swinson Author on IG.
Yes.
Facebook, you're different.
I think it's Shanna Swin, I believe.
Shanna Swin.
Twitter, I believe. Yeah, Shanna Swin. And then I'm actually having to look and see who my other one is.
That's okay. So, and tell us again when the Abundance release comes out. It was December 3rd?
December the 6th is book 4. Stars Over Abundance, which is book 4. That's Buck and Vivian's story.
And can you give us a brief recap of that book? Because I'd like to know.
I can give you. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I did. So book 4 is two side characters, Buck Jenkins and Vivian Alexander, who were in book 1 originally. You probably remember Vivian was the actress and Buck was the friend. And in book 3, they just happened have a scene together. And so this is the spinoff of what actually happened in book 3. So it's kind of simultaneous with book 3. At the same time that Dally and Cole are interacting. This is Buck and Vivian's story, and so it kind of spins off and tells you about what's been going on in their life. Vivian is a 35-year-old actress who is starting to have some doubts in her middle age about why she's, you know, doesn't have a husband and doesn't have children, and then Buck's got his own battle going on with his mom. And it's just a really good heartfelt story that'll make you cry and it'll make you laugh. And, you know, you get to go back to Abundance and you get to catch up with Natalie and Jack and all the Kinsons. And
Yeah, Jack was really hot. You wrote him really hot. So that's a good.
I get mixed. I get mixed messages with Jack. Either
really?
People.
Aww.
Well, I mean, they love Jack, but like, it's funny because, like, I've had a lot of people who will tell me that they like book 2 better. They like Nathan better. And that Jack was maybe too perfect. And I'm like, well, he kind of had to be perfect. But.
Well, he still had a little, you know, he was a down-to-earth character, I thought, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I like Jack.
He's one of my favorites, but. I think in book 5 he might be beat. I think I have a character in book 5 who's got him beat.
Well, we're winding down the show. Is there anything else you want to share with us before we sign off? And
I don't think so. I'm glad that I got to spend some time with you and talk with you. I've known you for a while, and it's good to finally connect and.
I know.
On your show
I'm
and...
very happy. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for being on. We really appreciate it. And I had a surprise for you today, but it didn't show up. So I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'll let you know later. I asked Nicole to call in if she could have, but I don't know if she might have gotten held up. So anyway,
thank you so much for being here.
She might.
Well, thanks for having
me,
and good luck with everything. And I'm excited about our anthology
and
about your new releases
too.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot going on in the our Instagram community. And next week's guest is going to be Ross Haas. He's a poet friend of mine, and also wrote a thriller that I'm excited to feature next week. And
very cool.
Thank you. thank you again for joining us. I think you're one of the great authors that I've met, and I wish you so much success. And
thank you so much, Trisha.
You contact me anytime you need anything. And next release, let me know. I'll be happy to have you on.
Yes.
You're more than welcome.
Definitely. Thank you so much,
okay.
Trisha.
Thank you.
Have a great
night. Take care. You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.